minutes after 9 o'clock. Getting to it here on a Monday. Talk around Monday, 58 right now, and mostly cloudy is what we're looking at. And time to do what we do every Monday, talk with Lisa Kunkel, Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. In studio with me this morning, Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to have you back in here.
It's good to be back.
You look a little tired. Why is that? I mean, the chamber doesn't have much going on, does it?
There's a few things going on, and yeah, it's good. It's good. We'll get through.
I want to remind people once again, if you're wondering what's going on in the Twin Towns or what's going on with the chamber, just get a hold of that thing you do once a month. I always look forward to that because I'm flipping through it and it's like it's thick. It's like War and Peace. There's that much going on.
It was 64 pages for September.
It was crazy. So. It's a lot happening here. And Bull Bash, like I said, I tried to keep the rain away as much as I could. But
great event.
Yeah, it's a great event.
I think it draws so many people from out of town. Mm-hmm. It's a good event. Too bad it rained a little bit, but I think it was still a good time.
Kudos to the Wapton Fire Department.
Absolutely.
Once again for putting that on. Well, chamber-wide, loaded question. What do you got coming up?
Well, we've got Java Jump this weekend.
A lot of people looking forward to
so
that.
So that's going to be good. Just go to the businesses and enjoy some coffee and some specials. And we're going to give away two tickets to our Mix and Mingle on October 13th. So
all right.
Make sure you register to have that done.
So tell me about that. What's the Mix and Mingle all about? What's happening?
It's going to be so much fun this year. It's fun every year. But businesses come in and set up their booths. It's a networking event. It was previously called Our Business After Hours.
Sure.
We changed it to Mix and Mingle because it sounded more fun.
Mm-hmm. So well, and that was a good change.
Yeah.
It does sound more fun.
It is fun. And this year we're going to have a Halloween theme, so come in costume if you want. You don't have to.
Okay.
We're having a street taco buffet by the Boiler Room. We're also giving away a quarter beef and a small chest freezer again this year, which is exciting. So all kinds of stuff going on. AA DJ is going to be playing and emceeing for us, and just a good time.
And that Java Jump, now, you've done that in the past and you have a really good response to it.
Absolutely. I think it's just a nice, and it's a short event. You know, it's something that you can just show up to and enjoy a fun day, a fun morning, and then get on with the rest of your day. So
I don't even want to ask, but the holiday is coming up too, and I know the chamber's always buzzing around the holidays. Can you give us a little teaser, or you just want to wait with that?
We're throwing around a couple ideas.
Okay.
You know, last year we did the turn in all of your receipts, and we did drawings for chamber bucks that way. That was very popular. It was wonderful to see how much money was actually spent. I can't remember right now, but it was
good.
It was a lot of money.
You were very happy with the turnout.
Yeah. So I mean, that's great. The whole idea is just to keep it local and keep those dollars in our community,
right?
And people are great about supporting everything that we have going on.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, yeah, and again, you guys are so great about churning out the ideas and the events and stuff like that. So Java Jump coming up, the Mix and Mingle.
Yeah,
that's what we got to look forward to, and then we'll get into the holidays and
yes,
it'll be crazy.
Absolutely.
But listen, keep up the good work out there at the chamber. Definitely appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Lisa Kunkel, Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. We talk with Lisa every Monday here at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk.